Philip Semple, PI, for these urgent care. Today's date is 12/13/2025. The patient is for Kinsley Norris Myers. Norris Myers spells N-O-R-R-I-S, hyphen, Myers, M-Y-R-E-S. Kinsley spell K-I-N-S-L-E-I-G-H. Date of birth is 08/12/2025. This next paragraph, this is a four-month-old child accompanied by parent. Here with cough. On runny nose, period. My parents stated that this has been going on for the past 2 days. He said child is drinking okay. Our activities are normal. Our vaccinations are up to date. She said child is due for a second set of vaccination this coming week, period. She was advised not to if the child still appears sick, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history. Mom indicated that child is not exposed to secondhand smoke. Next line. Mom indicated that child was born in term. Was C-section with no complications. Said child's vaccinations are all up to date. Next line. No physical exam. She's alert oriented. Child is extremely playful, extremely interactive with parents, smiling. She has moist mucous membranes, clear discharge from her nostrils. Fontanelle is soft and is not bulging. Next paragraph, nose congested, clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended. No visible peristalsis. No tenderness to palpation, period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities. No evidence of trauma, no edema, no erythema, no abrasions, no lacerations, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is RSV, open parenthesis, respiratory syncytial virus. Next assessment number two is RSV bronchiolitis. Next paragraph. Cough, next paragraph, rhinitis, period. Next paragraph, patients and I had a lengthy discussion about respiratory syncytial virus and the importance of giving child Tylenol and for fever to increase fluids. I recommend Pedialyte. She was strongly encouraged to give child Pedialyte along with her normal milk regimen, period. She was given, mom was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Prilone 15/5 mL. She will take 0.084 milligrams POQAM for 4 days. End of dictation. Correction. Mom was strongly encouraged to take child to the emergency room in the event that she doesn't get better. She says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.